For those who are not used to the lectionary, in our tradition, we have a lectionary that has three readings and a psalm for every day. And sometimes we wonder why they put those things together the way they do. But the last few weeks, they've really been coming together. I'm going to read for you from the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter, beginning in verse 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all of the more, "Son of David, have mercy upon me." And Jesus stopped. And he said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, rise, he's calling you." And throwing off his mantle, he sprang up and he came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Master, let me receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him on the way. The word of God for the people of God. You know, it's a shame in the church, of all places, that when people are seeking hope and healing, sometimes you just get pounded down. And when you go for a particular type of healing and you're asking for a particular type of prayer, and people pray over you, or maybe they anoint you with oil and lay hands on you, and you don't get well, and people do that over and over and over again, they have a tendency to blame us because we didn't have enough faith. When, in fact, that's probably not the issue. I think we need to look at this in a healthier way. You know, we don't know why God heals some people and at other times does not heal people. But we do know, we encounter frequently this expression in the gospel where Jesus says that people's faith has made them well. But is it just because they come and, "I want my sight back, I want this illness gone, I want this thing or the other"? Or is there something deeper connected in this? And I think this story of Bartimaeus is a great story for us, because it's not just faith about being healed. I mean, really, Bartimaeus doesn't talk about his blindness when he first encounters Jesus. Jesus has gone to Jericho. And upon leaving, as usual, there's a throng of people around him, following him, hoping to hear words of truth and words of wisdom, and maybe even an opportunity for a healing touch in their lives. And they're probably lining the streets of this little town. And it's much like a parade. If you don't get on the front row, you don't see much. And old Bartimaeus is probably near the gate of the city, because that's where the beggars usually gathered. And on his way out, Bartimaeus is there. But gee, there's so many people around. This blind beggar sitting back here, holding out his hand for alms, is just insignificant. But he hears that Jesus of Nazareth is coming. And he cried out, "Son of David, have mercy upon me." And he must have been pretty forceful, because people turned around and said, "Shh, hey, hold it down, fella." And he just kept on. "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Some people, especially Pharisees, were standing around. They resented Bartimaeus calling Jesus Son of David. That was a messianic term. That was saying that this man Jesus was the Messiah, and there was no way they could accept that. And he kept crying, "Jesus of Nazareth, Son of David, have mercy upon me." I mean, he shouted even more as they tried to keep him quiet. And finally, the crowd moving forward stops, because Jesus stands still. And out of all of the crowd and all of the rumble, he heard the voice of the man on the back row crying out, and send someone over to him. And we see something beautiful here in the scriptures. It says, "And throwing off his mantle, he sprang up and he came to Jesus." He didn't have any trouble getting there once he was recognized. But what were the chances, really, that this man was going to be heard by Jesus? The rumble of the crowd, all of the people wanting to be near him, all of the people who wanted to be healed that day. But maybe, just maybe, the words that cut through the rumble of everybody's moving along and talking was "Son of David," that messianic term. That a blind man had recognized who Jesus really was. The Messiah, come to deliver his people. And probably those words drew Jesus to a stop. And he says, "Call him." And he threw off his mantle. Now imagine this blind beggar sitting by the road, and he had pulled up his mantle, his shawl over his head, sitting there probably rather dejected, with not a lot of hope that people would put alms in his hands. But when he heard the word of Jesus' invitation, he sprang to his feet, threw off that mantle, and rushed to Jesus. And when he encountered Jesus, Jesus says, "What do you want?" He said, "I'd like to see again." But you know, the real faith in Bartimaeus wasn't surrounding his wanting to see again. That was the result of his faith. His faith demonstrated itself when he cried out his recognition of who Jesus really was. The Son of David, the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Christ, who came to offer the world salvation and hope. See, he started with the healer, not with being healed. He started with the one who had the power, not with the power he wanted. He started with the Lord of life and recognized him, and he knew he would be blessed by life in some way if he were ever recognized behind the crowd, insignificant as he was, begging there along the road. He threw off his mantle when he was invited forward. You know, a lot of us sit under a mantle. How many things do we allow to hang over our heads? Grief and sorrow and pain and agony and hardship, anticipating how difficult things might be in the future or how painful they may have been in the past. And we wear a mantle. We sit under that mantle, and that mantle gets heavy. Like Bartimaeus, it's so crushing, we have to sit on the ground and just hope that we will get a little bit of healing and wholeness and joy in our lives. Expecting maybe just the scraps that people have to give, rather than standing tall. But you see, his faith not only allowed him to recognize Jesus for who he was, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Christ, but it gave him the power, when recognized by Jesus, to throw off that mantle and to spring to his feet with a new energy, a new enthusiasm. You know, the word enthusiasm comes from the Greek meaning on theos, filled with God. He jumped up enthusiastically because the Master had sent for him. And only then did he encounter Jesus. Can you imagine what it must have been like when he felt he was in the presence of our Lord? He couldn't see him, but something directed him to Jesus. I don't know if there was a friend there, or the person that went to tell him that Jesus had called him, took his arm. But he went with enthusiasm. He sprang to his feet. He came into the presence of Jesus. And in that presence, Jesus said, "What do you want me to do?" And he said, "I want to be able to see again." He had not been blind from birth. He had seen before, and he would like to see again. And it made me wonder about one of the other scriptures that was in the lectionary from Job, where I wonder if this was in Bartimaeus' mind, because people in those days, even those who didn't read, memorized scripture. And Job spoke these words in 42:2. "I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted." See, he believed that when he cried out to Jesus of Nazareth, son of David. He believed that when he threw off his mantle. He believed that when he sprang to his feet with such great enthusiasm and went rushing to our Lord. He knew that none of the purposes of our God can be compromised, pushed aside, that God is going to do what God has intended to do. And we can deny him, we can ignore him, we can throw roadblocks into his plan by not responding to his call for our lives, but God's going to do it anyway. I couldn't help but wonder if that verse might have been in his mind. And when Jesus responded and said, "Your faith has healed you," that same passage of Job has another verse down in 42:5. "I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you." Doesn't that fit Bartimaeus beautifully? I have heard of you with my ears. I've heard all of the stories of this amazing man from Nazareth, this Jesus from Galilee. I've heard of the great things he's done and the wonderful words he's spoken. But imagine what he must have felt with, "Now I can behold you with my eyes. I can see you." You see, Bartimaeus brought more than just a request for healing to that moment. He first sought Jesus' mercy. I mean, he wanted to be healed. That was in the back of his mind. But he wanted most of all the mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be poured out on him. Because if he was under the mercy of God, he knew he would be cared for if he never saw again. But Jesus just came out and says, "What do you want?" "I want to see again." we hear these beautiful words, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." It wasn't his faith centered around healing. It was his desire for mercy from the Anointed One. That helped him throw off his mantle, spring to his feet, and get new enthusiasm for life. And you know, I'm convinced there are a lot of people that come to church Sunday after Sunday, weighed down with a mantle, who've lost some enthusiasm for living. And if we throw ourselves on the Savior, Christ Jesus, if we open ourselves to who He really is and His power and say, "Lord, have mercy on me. Whatever you do that pours out your mercy on me will be fine." And we may find that we receive the greatest desires of our heart. But you see, we have to do something. We've got to be willing to throw off that mantle instead of just sit there under the weight and the pressure of whatever we carry. We've got to do something. We've got to throw it back and realize Jesus is calling us every day just like He called for Bartimaeus. And we've got to show a little enthusiasm. You know, it's sad that great things don't happen in worship every week. But it's because we're like Bartimaeus. We're just sitting by the roadside. And, you know, my life's been tough this week. We just hide in our little tents. But I'll go to church. But I go to church every week. It doesn't do much good. And I'm not going to probably see a miracle today. I'll just hold my hand out, maybe I'll get a little something. How do we expect God to work in our lives when we live like that? Bartimaeus wanted the mercy of God poured out on him. And that was first and foremost. And he was willing to make a response, and I believe that's why he was healed. Not because he asked, "I'd like to see again." It's because he wanted the mercy of God. He was willing to cast off his mantle, and he was willing to go enthusiastically to the only person who could offer him salvation and hope. In Hebrews, part of our lectionary for today, we hear these words of hope for you and for me. Hebrews 7:25 tells us that Jesus Christ, as high priest, is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for us. We've got a risen Lord. And that risen Lord's job is to make intercession for you and me before the Father. And that's why he's our high priest. He's always there. He's always on the lookout. He's always seeking what is best for us. He is always praying that we'll have the strength to handle any challenge that comes our way. So let us have the enthusiasm of Bartimaeus today. Because all blindness is not physical. Let us see the power of a loving God standing before us, wanting to minister to us and pour out His mercy upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.